Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast with Nicole and Matt. This is the show where we discuss the whole family of Bachelor reality TV relationship shows on ABC. This is episode number 51 of our podcast, in which we're going to discuss the episode of The Bachelor that aired the night of Monday, February 13th. Now, just a reminder, everybody, this is a review show. We're going to be talking about everything that happened in the episode that just aired. So if you haven't watched that episode, make sure that you pause this podcast. And also, this is a spoiler-free show, meaning that my co-host Nicole and I try our best not to know who's going to be picked at the end of The Bachelor. So we appreciate it if you don't let us know who that is. So I'm sitting here in the Bachelor Podcast Studios with my lovely co-host Nicole. How are you doing, Nicole? Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you and to all of you listeners out there.
You're looking very lovely wearing your red sweater.
Thank you.
In the mood for this holiday.
And
what better way to celebrate Valentine's Day
than to do a Bachelor podcast.
Right?
I don't know. There couldn't be anything
there's
better.
There's nothing better than that.
No.
It's all about finding lasting love.
Exactly.
An email mentioned to us earlier this week. In fact, speaking of emails, we have some listener feedback to dive into here. Just one quick thing. This is from Facebook, and we were talking about Courtney at the Facebook site, and I was asking people what they think of her. And Christy Downing White says, I have to admit that I hope Courtney stays. She is definitely more entertaining than Ben. What a loser he's turned out to be. At least Courtney's funny. I also hope that Casey B realizes that she deserves much better than that of Ben. He has embarrassed his entire family. So not a lot of love for Ben this season, huh?
I'm done with Ben.
I'm done. Now, what do you mean when you say you're done with him? You're putting him up on the shelf?
I don't want to think about him anymore. I don't hope he finds love. I'm done.
Wait. You hope that he doesn't find love?
No, what kind of spell are you casting? There's a difference. There's a difference between me saying I don't even remember what I said just before, but there's a difference between saying what I said and saying, I hope he doesn't find love.
Okay.
I don't wish ill on this guy. I'm just saying, you know what? I don't really care about him finding love. Whatever.
Okay. So you don't want to be a part of a televised event in which he finds love.
Yes.
Continuing forward. But
yes.
Guess what? You do a podcast on the show, so you're stuck
I know. Unfortunately.
Well,
if he pulls a Brad Womack and does another one, I'm not watching it.
Oh, you're throwing down, you're
so
drawing the line.
There you go.
You're drawing the line.
I think he's probably, for me personally, I'm sure everybody has their own bachelor that they dislike the most, but I think I dislike him the most of any bachelor I've ever watched. Really?
I'm trying to think of who I may have disliked more than him. I was never a big fan of Bob Guinea. And just something about
him seemed
a little, like, I don't want to say slimy, but something about him seemed a little weird. But Ben has definitely disappointed me more than any bachelor.
Yeah, Bob didn't go skinny dipping with anyone else.
That's true. Oh, man. He's never going to live this down.
No.
The skinny dipping thing is really...
Nope.
Really cursed him.
You should have thought about your actions, Ben.
So let's get into our recap of tonight's episode, and let's pick it apart, shall we?
So we start in Belize, and Ben says feelings of love are there between him and these other women, but he's not ready to tell anyone that yet. So I wonder who he's thinking about.
And he's talking about how he has to pick whose family, you know, he's going to be meeting.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal. That's kind of the big enchilada that's out there this whole episode. People are constantly talking about meeting their families. So it's going to be interesting to see how that factors into the dates this week.
Emily says, I'm sharing this place with four other women and a shark. Talking about Courtney.
The shark being Courtney,
yeah.
Of course.
So we have the first one-on-one, which is with Lindsay. Nikki's crying because she's envious, she says. And Ben comes to pick up Lindsay, and it looks like he's literally wearing his underwear. He looks like he's wearing his boxers and, like, an undershirt. But it's a swimsuit, apparently.
Well, hey, it's Belize, you know? I mean, maybe it's just a different culture down there. You never know.
So what do you think of their helicopter ride over the Blue Hole?
That was pretty amazing. Oh, my gosh. So they're going to be jumping out of this helicopter. Now, just a little bit of behind-the-scenes show business trickery here. I noticed that every time they cut away to, like, a wide shot of the helicopter, it was, like, 100 or 200 feet up in the air. But then when you're back in the helicopter, it's only like 20 or 30
feet. Yeah, exactly.
So they kept doing this little, like, you know, magic show trick here with us to make us think that they're jumping from a higher height. I don't know if anyone else noticed that.
When they weren't, right.
Right, exactly. So I just want to make that very clear.
Lindsay's afraid of heights, of course, and mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. We hear the Bachelor music theme for the first time. Well, yes. That I've noticed with him and Lindsay. So I thought that was interesting. So they have this romantic dinner. And I feel kind of bad for her because she's in this beautiful dress and high heels. And now they have to just, like, sit on this wood dock. Like, could they have told her not to wear this fancy dress? So she, 'cause since she's sitting on a dirty dock, boat dock?
Well, I thought the dock setting was kind of cute,
no,
right?
No, it's very cute. But she should be able to wear shorts and flip-flops. Not a gown, not a dress.
Does that fall in the gown?
Well, not a fancy dress. Not a fancy dress.
I'm trying to think back to what she was wearing, but all right.
I mean, it was a short dress, but it was very fancy.
I'll give you this one point for you. And one thing she's saying, maybe she's dressing extra fancy because of the way she feels, because she says she's falling in love with Ben.
She does say this.
Now, what do you think about that? Do you think that her feelings are genuine?
I think she probably really cares about him. Yeah, I think they have a definite connection.
I think she's.
Well, I mean, I think it's. I mean, I'll be shocked if she's not in the top three.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I think Nikki's gone after this week, so I think top three is probably Lindsay, Courtney, and Casey B. But that's for later.
Now, there was one thing that Ben said that I just wanted to mention here really quickly, if I can. Ben says, "If every date with," and he's talking about Lindsay here, "if every date gets better and better, it's great."
Like what?
Wait, what? It's like this.
Really, Ben? This, like, oh, that's fake, great.
This fake sounding, like, optimistic, like, wow. Then that's great. Ugh. Like, wait, what? Are you kidding me?
He's so serious? Annoying. So then we have Casey B says that she's never heard a more conceited person than Courtney. We hear her saying that, which is interesting. Mm. So the next one-on-one is Emily. Courtney's jealous. And all of a sudden, like, while Courtney's talking about how she's jealous, the.
Oh, the
background
sad.
Music is the sad bachelor music.
It's the sad bachelor. She doesn't deserve
No,
that.
She doesn't deserve that sad bachelor music.
She doesn't
music.
Deserve it at all. No.
No way.
They're being manipulative.
But back to the date. Lindsay tells Ben that she wants him to meet her family. Did you notice that her voice is always very scratchy? Lindsay's
oh, yeah. I said that a couple podcasts ago. She's got a very scratchy voice, but... You know, if that's her only flaw, then...
No, yeah. It's not necessarily a flaw. It's just something that I thought was scratchier in this episode.
Oh, scratchier than normal. Maybe from all the whispering she does with Courtney. Because, you know, did you notice that the two of them were talking a lot during this episode? They're kind of like palling up a little bit.
It's true.
Kind of maybe a little disappointed in her, but...
Whatever.
You know, whatever.
Lindsay just seems like a really nice person. She probably just chats with anybody.
That's true. That's true. Would you chat with Courtney if you were in the house cooped up with her? Would you try to be nice with her, or
I'd probably try to be nice, but that's about it. So Ben says he can see himself with Lindsay, and he feels like he's falling in love with her, which is big.
Yeah, that is a big deal. One thing he says about their relationship is that their relationship is funny and serious. Now, I just thought that was kind of an odd thing to say. I feel like he likes to classify his relationships. He's like, you know, our relationship is like this, or our relationship is like an apple. Our relationship is like an orange. He likes to classify
like
these
just
things.
Let it be.
Yeah, just why do you have to constantly be describing things and talking
compare
about
it.
The relationships? Just let it be what it is. It's you and Lindsay. It's you and, you know, Courtney, the model.
Right.
And one other thing I thought was interesting was, so they write this message in a bottle. And so they're telling the story about how they meet and this and that. It's kind of a dumb, cheesy thing. But at the end of the story, he says that the bachelor or that the prince or whoever it is in the dumb story gives the girl an eternal promise.
Yeah, that was interesting.
So I thought that was interesting. I mean, it says that, you know, he basically is trying to make some sort of promise to her. And that kind of got me thinking, like, is he going to pick her? Is she the one in the end? If he's saying something, that's, you know, that's a pretty loaded statement.
Yeah. I agree, but he doesn't know what he wants.
So
then we have our date with Emily. And I thought this was a really nice date. It just seemed very normal. They're bike riding through town. They're drinking coconut milk. And they invade a random basketball game that just so happens to be playing nearby.
Well, you know, when you got a camera crew with you, you can basically do whatever you want.
And then they're told, all the lobsters are sold, but you can come diving for lobsters with us. And then Emily says, Ben is spontaneous. Like, oh, this wasn't pre-planned.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Is she stupid?
Did you notice these lobsters? They're not like your typical like North American, like Maine type of lobsters. They're these like crazy mutant-looking crab things with like these bizarre long
legs. Yeah, they did look different. Not from what we're used to.
Not from what we're used to here on Long Island. But Ben and Emily are kissing, and look who's able to see them from up above.
Oh, Courtney.
Oh, it's Courtney. Oh, what do you know?
Courtney says that if she doesn't get a one-on-one, she will not be accepting a rose.
Right, right. And she says that she's nervous about the relationship because she doesn't think maybe he's ready to meet her family yet. So she's pulling back a little bit here, which seems to pay off for her later on, but we'll talk about that in a little bit.
I honestly think that if Ben met Emily in real life, I think they'd have a really nice relationship. I do. I think he would really like her. I sense a lot of genuine friendship between the two of them, and I think he'd be attracted to her if he didn't have to think about a model that's living in the same house. So I feel bad for her in that way. I think in real life they would have maybe worked out.
I really liked Emily an awful lot, and unfortunately, she fell victim to the same thing that happened with Lindsay, where he's trying to categorize the relationship, and he's saying, you know, you're really smart, and I know that smart girls get sick of hearing that, so I'm going to call you beautiful, too. But he has her labeled in his head as the smart girl.
Right.
You're the smart girl. You're going to be a doctor. And he's constantly thinking, do I want to be with a smart girl who's going to be a doctor or the quirky model? And
right.
He is placing these labels on people, and it's not good. It's not healthy. I think that that's what's got him into trouble this season.
You're right. And to be honest, I think personality-wise, I think they have the best personalities together.
Like chemistry?
Chemistry with their personalities, yeah. I mean, I definitely see more physical chemistry with Casey or even Lindsay and obviously Courtney, but I think personality-wise, the two of them really click.
Now, she brings up the fact that she talked about Courtney, but then she kind of sidesteps it and moves on to the rest of her, you know, feelings about him and stuff. But I wonder if that was even a smart move to talk about Courtney there. I feel like even just bringing up the fact that she talked about it wasn't smart because it reminded him of their past issues.
I agree.
That wasn't a good idea.
I agree. So then we have the next one-on-one.
Yes.
And it's with Courtney.
Oh, Courtney.
KCB says that she wants to pretend that Courtney's a black widow and wants to smash her in the palm of her hand, which is pretty interesting. So the date with Courtney, they go to this Mayan temple, which was really cool.
Actually, you and I visited a Mayan temple two years ago in Belize?
Yeah, it was 2 years ago.
Same exact country.
Pretty cool. I mean, not the exact same spot, but looked very, very similar.
Yeah.
I mean, it was amazing.
Things, if you ever get a chance to visit Belize or a country like that and check out some of these ruins, it's phenomenal. Just the history that's there and the human sacrifices apparently that went on there, which I'll talk about in just a minute. But
however, we took a cruise that, you know, one of the stops was Belize.
Oh, yeah.
And from the bus trip from the port where our cruise was to where the Mayan temple was not so wonderful. Do you remember that?
I do. Well, they drove us through some of the impoverished areas
of
Belize.
It was really sad.
You felt bad for them, and you like wanted to get off the bus and
give them money.
Like Habitat for Humanity or something. And you felt so guilty. You're getting off this huge, you know, beautiful cruise liner. I forget if it was like Norwegian or whoever. And we had this great time. We were stuffing ourselves silly, and then you see like these poor people, you know, starving and you know dead animals on the side.
Yeah,
of the
they
road.
Were. They were literally at least what 4 dead dogs that we just saw on the side of the road. It was really awful. So when I think of Belize, I think of Mayan temple, and then I think of
dead dogs.
It's awful.
It's
terrible.
It was
so sad.
We're not trying to paint Belize in this.
No, it was just opposite end of the spectrum for me.
Well, no dead dogs on this day.
No, a spider, but so Courtney keeps bringing up like to the camera the fact that Ben knows how badly Emily treated her. But I'm wondering, does he? Does he know that what Emily said to her? And I mean, I think he just knows that there was drama, quote unquote.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So while they're having this picnic, Ben is sweating in the sun.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, sweating. And then Courtney tells Ben that she was not going to accept a rose if she didn't get a one-on-one. And she says, and I quote, "I lost the spark, babe." Like, really? And you know what, though? She's so smart.
Well, exactly. Because she knows exactly what she needs to do to get him to give her more attention and to fight for her. And that's what he
exactly
loves to do.
He wants
to
chase.
Fight for her. He loves the chase.
She said, "It's harder for me than for this than for some of the other girls." What? Why is it harder for you? Who are you? Who does she think she is? Why is it harder for her than for some of the other girls?
She's a model, Nicole. Come on. It's hard for models.
So Ben says,
much harder.
This is really interesting. Ben says he wants a woman that is a little bit weird.
Oh, wait. He likes a girl who has an edge and who is weird because he's weird. Now, here's the difference, Nicole. I want to point this out to you here. There's a difference between having a girl who's weird and quirky, like a Zoe Deschanel, you know, the girl from The New Girl on Fox, who's just on SNL this past weekend. There's a difference between being a quirky girl who goes to vintage shops and buys, you know, clothes from the 1970s and likes listening to 45 records of, you know, bands that hipsters like.
Right.
There's a difference between that and someone who's socially awkward and disturbingly mean to other people.
Right.
And that's what Courtney is. He's not seeing that. He's seeing her being like, "Oh my gosh, yeah." Like during the closing credits, there's an actual spider, a real Black Widow almost, that they play with. And, you know, she puts it on her hand. She's like, "Hey, little guy."
Right.
And like,
Terry.
Right. Yes. Good memory. And she's being kind of weird and quirky. And that's okay. That's fine. You know, that's great. Be like that. But he's not seeing the disturbing side of her. And that's the kind of weird that she really is.
Right.
So there's a difference.
I agree. I just think it was an odd compliment. Like, you know what, Courtney? I want someone who's weird, and you're weird. Like, oh, thanks. So here's my uh-oh moment. Ben says he feels certain and thinks he can see himself with this woman. And this is the moment where, in my mind, I had a huge aha moment as well as an uh-oh moment.
Aha.
I think Ben's going to pick Courtney.
As soon as he was on top of that thing where he was talking about his dad and saying that.
You got it.
I was hoping that he was going to sacrifice Courtney up there, but that that didn't happen. But as soon as he said, you know, I say, "Oh, my dad," which is kind of weird that he's calling his dad God. But I agree with you. It hit me then there, too, that she's probably going to be the last
I think he's picking her. I honestly do. I still don't think they're together. They're still together. But I really think that he just might pick her. Whatever. So I said before, she's so smart by continuing to tell him that she feels like the spark is gone. And then telling him, oh, the spark's back. You know, he loves the chase. So he told her that he loves that and that... you know, she didn't know if she was ready for him to meet her family. And then he's like, "I picture you in my life. I have a crazy moment of clarity." And so all of a sudden they show Courtney in an interview, like, you know, just with her and a producer or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, "Snap, girls, show's over. You can all go home."
Bang, bang, bang. Kill shot.
And then she continues to pretend to shoot the camera. For no reason at all.
She's killing the other women, Nicole.
But she doesn't say...
She's shooting them dead.
She just says, "Show's over. You can go home." Why is she now shooting them?
Because
fake imaginary guns.
She won, and she's going to kill them because she's crazy.
What do you think about how she says that all the other girls are vanilla?
I think that... That is just so, like, immature and mean, but it shows that she really believes that this is a competition, that she is a better prize than all the other girls. And it's not about, you know, in the past on The Bachelor where you have women, you know, competing, quote-unquote competing against each other, they might say stuff, you know what, we just have a stronger connection, I just think that, you know, we have something that's special. But she's there talking about how she's a better catch than these girls. She's
right.
trying to rate herself up against them.
Right.
And then she tells him, you know, I don't have a lot of girls that are friends.
Well, it's interesting because Ben actually asked her that. I think there's a difference. She didn't volunteer the information. He said,
okay.
Do you have a lot of girlfriends at home? And she answers, I have a lot of close friends. I have a lot of guy friends. And I'm like, huge red flag. Huge red flag. In my opinion, if you don't have girlfriends, if you don't have friends that are of the same sex as you, guys or girls, huge red flag. Why can't you continue a friendship with a member of the same sex? What's wrong with you? It's okay that you have a lot of guy friends. That's great. But huge red flag, I think, for a girl who says, I don't have any girlfriends.
Absolutely.
Now, she didn't say that. She was smart. She tried to just say, like, I have a lot of friends. I have a lot of guy friends. But you could see on Ben's face that a little, for a split second, that look of concern. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely. I definitely saw that.
So we have some a voicemail, actually, that we want to play. Some listener feedback.
Oh, this is from Kristen in New York. Let's see what she has to say.
Hey, Matt and Nicole, it's Kristen from New York, and my question for you this week is, why did Ben let Courtney go on and on about the other girls, how they're not women, they're girls, and he didn't put a stop to it like he did with Emily? I'm guessing it's because he loves Courtney, but still, he seemed to have a big change in behavior when she was going on and on, as opposed to when Emily was going on and on. Let me know what you think. Love the podcast. Bye.
Well, Kristen, good question. Thanks for calling in. I think that Ben doesn't necessarily give it to Courtney when it comes to her bringing up the other girls because he likes her. And I think his feelings for Courtney are stronger than his feelings were for Emily. And I think when Emily brought up Courtney, you know, she's just bringing up one girl, and to Ben it might seem like, oh, Emily's jealous because she knows I like Courtney and Courtney's a model and all this stuff. But when Courtney brings up all the other women, it's more generic. She doesn't bring up one specific girl, and she's just saying, I tried with them. They just don't like me. And I think Ben overlooks it because he likes her.
Exactly. He's siding with her now, and we'll see what Emily's fate ultimately is later tonight, and I'm going to talk about that too.
Yeah.
So then we have, this is like out of like a youth group, like retreat, like thing that happens. I don't know if any of you ever like had this experience, but suddenly Ben, the youth leader, comes in and wakes everyone up at 4 a.m. Like, come on, guys, we're going to do something crazy. Get your bathing suit.
With like, you know, bedhead and morning breath. And
the girls have to shave their legs.
Yeah,
and they're
exactly.
running out. And so he and the remaining girls get on a boat and they're going to go shark diving.
So it's Nikki, Casey, and Rachel. And of course, somebody has a phobia of something they're going to do on a date. And Rachel has a phobia of sharks and blah, blah, blah.
And
you know.
Casey B tells him that she's falling in love with him.
Yeah.
And she just puts it out there.
And speaking of, she winds up getting the rose. And then Courtney looks on from the balcony like a stalker.
Now, one thing about Ben giving her the rose is he likes to make these big speeches.
I know.
Like in front of all these girls, he stands up and he's like, all right, well, I had this rose. And Casey, you know, you're great. I think you're a really smart girl. Rachel, can't you just like say, Casey, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah,
and then just
the
go
rose.
To her in private.
Exactly.
Like, do you need to like humiliate these other
it's
two
awful.
Girls?
It's awful.
He has no tact. He has no clue.
Zero.
How to talk to women.
So this
no
is when
he has
I
to be on the show.
This is when I hope like that Ben is sitting with his mom and his sister watching this episode when he sees Courtney say, you know, I mean, Casey B, I know Ben has feelings for her and everything, but she's just a little girl. I mean, and I quote, she's like a little girl in a little boy's body.
Wait a second.
I wish I was a fly on the wall with Ben watching this episode.
Time out. What is that? That is one of the meanest things I've ever heard anyone say in the show.
It's awful. She's awful. She's awful. So this is something really interesting. You know, then Nikki and Casey are telling Ben about Courtney. They say, want you to be cautious. And Casey says, tread lightly.
Which, ironically, is the same exact phrase that Ben tells Emily when Emily first warns him about Courtney. He says to her, tread lightly.
Yeah, and then Casey says, tread lightly to
right
him.
Right back at him.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome.
See you, bud.
I forgot about that. So this is the thing. I think the girls were incorrect mm-hmm. in the way they went about telling Ben about Courtney. Not the way they went about telling Ben about Courtney, but what they said about her. They're saying to Ben, like, you know, we don't know if she's here for the right reasons, which could be true, but that's not really the issue. The issue is Courtney here for the right reason? We don't know, because she's so weird. Who knows why she's here? The issue is she's mean. That's the issue.
Exactly.
And that's what they should have said.
You're
Instead
right.
of saying, we don't know if she's here for the right reason and we care about you, blah, blah, blah. Well, then, of course, when he talks to her later on and he says, you know, are you here for me? She's going to say yes. And then that's the end of that. Instead of, listen, Ben, you know, don't you want a wife who's friends with the neighbor next door and is friends with your kids, friends' moms and gets along with people and gets along with your sister and gets along with your mother? Or do you want someone who doesn't get along with people and doesn't have many friends? That's the issue. Not if she's here for the right reasons.
Exactly. Because her reasons could be genuine. She could be here for the right reasons.
Well, we know.
I think she could be.
Yeah.
I just think she's a terrible person when it comes to interacting with other people.
And she's weird. So then we have the chat before the rose ceremony, and the question is, anyone feeling nervous? And Courtney says, I'm feeling good, of course. But her face, when the girls say they've made friendships, you know, she's looking wide-eyed, like, really? You have? And yeah, they have.
Yeah, because they're all nice people.
What do you think about when she says, this isn't our only chances for love? You know, Ben isn't the only guy in the world.
Wow.
Is she just saying that because she wants Ben all to herself? Or do you think she doesn't care about Ben?
She's saying that because she wants him all to herself. She wants Ben. I don't think that she doesn't want him, but I think she's trying to... That's her way of, like, being nice to the other girls and, like, trying to make them feel better about him.
I think that she wants him, though, because he's the bachelor of the show and she wants to win.
Well, right. Yeah.
I don't know
if
she met him on a street corner and at a coffee shop if she'd fall head over heels.
You know, she probably wouldn't like him, actually, because he's maybe a little too dorky for her in real life. But so Chris Harrison shows up and he says, no cocktail party. Sorry, ladies. You're going to have to go into this one sober. So they line up.
What do you think about how they're all barefoot? I'm like, okay, cute, but is Chris Harrison barefoot? Is Ben barefoot? Probably not. Just the girls.
I didn't notice that. Good point. Maybe he short? Maybe
he
that's
is
the
short. So Ben wants to steal Courtney and have a word with her.
Right. So actually, I have a little email here that discusses that. One of our listeners, Julie R. Designs on Twitter. And she wrote us in a really great email, and I just wanted to highlight this one thing she said here. She said, so to Ben's credit, he pulls Courtney aside at the rose ceremony to have a little chat. She says everything he wants to hear, and he buys it. He's so impressed she put herself out there and made herself noticeable, blah, blah, and blah. It doesn't click in his head maybe the other girls are right because this is too good to be true. On the one-on-one, Courtney said that she has more guy friends than girlfriends. That's usually a sign that a woman does not get along with other women because of serious insecurities. Mm-hmm. I've known girls like this, and they want all the guys to like them and want them even though the girl doesn't really have any interest. They just want to win and be the center of attention. They do things like strip down in their bikini and swim in front of you while you're trying to talk to another girl, as in the previous episode.
Yep.
It's weird when someone acts like that. Courtney just seems to have that crazy quality that if all the boys aren't paying attention to her, someone will pay. My theory is either there's a production trick or it's Ben suggested Courtney should quote-unquote stick around, or Ben's really into the crazy. If it's the latter, all I have to say is if he picks her, he deserves her. Not that any of it will last. Hopefully that makes some sense. Thanks for doing the podcast, and I enjoy listening each week. Happy Valentine's Day, Julie.
Thanks, Julie.
Thanks, Julie. Very good points there. I mean, she's right. We were saying it before. She just wants the attention.
Of course.
And if she doesn't have friendships with other girls, then it's a major red flag.
Huge. And I agree that if he picks her, he deserves her. If he picks Courtney, he deserves her. So he comes back from chatting with Courtney, which did nothing. And then he hands out three roses to Nikki, Lindsay, and Courtney. KCB already has a rose. And Emily says, when Ben calls Courtney's name for a rose, Emily's face, I mean, she's shocked. I don't think she's so shocked that she didn't get a rose. I think if you called Rachel, you know what I mean? I think she would have been okay with it. But the fact that it was Courtney, I think, was really shocking to her.
I agree. And the reason why he sent Emily home, because you and I were talking about that before, that she had a real connection with him, probably more so than any other girl.
Than any other girl?
Well, maybe not any other girl, but they had a real genuine connection.
Yeah.
She would have lasted, obviously, if Courtney wasn't there. But the reason why he sent her home was because she badmouthed Courtney from the beginning. And his feelings for Courtney are stronger, so he's Mr. Protector and has to get her out of there because of it would be the honorable thing to do for the woman that he loves.
I agree with you. I think he had to either keep Emily or Courtney, not both of them.
Exactly.
He had to, in his mind. He's thinking, well, they don't get along. They're both very different. They both don't like each other. So who am I going to go with? Well, it's going to be Courtney.
Right. Exactly.
So what do you think about how Courtney says, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya, as Emily's leaving?
And she's like waving her rose goodbye.
Like, Ben, he can't hear that.
You know what? She's a little boy in a supermodel's body.
Yeah, she is.
Because she's like bratty.
She is. She really is. So next week is Meeting the Family.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to see where Courtney comes from.
I know. I mean, her family looks pretty normal. Looks like
that's true.
It's a pretty normal home date. Well, we want to thank you guys for listening to The Bachelor Podcast. You can visit us online at thebachelorpodcast.blogspot.com. Please send us your comments via twitter.com/bachelorpodcast, or email thebachelorpodcast@gmail.com, or you can leave us a voicemail at 631-223-8435.
And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thebachelorpodcast. Again, that's facebook.com/thebachelorpodcast. We have conversations there all week long. And after I put this up, I'm going to post a link there to a funny video that we found this week of a auto-tune of Courtney's greatest moments. In fact, I'll play the little song version of it here at the end of this podcast as our outgoing music. So stay tuned for that. It's pretty hilarious. But if you want to see the video, go to our page at facebook.com/thebachelorpodcast and you can watch it there. Make sure you like us to get weekly updates. All right. Well, wow. I'm exhausted.
I know.
So did you have a good Valentine's Day?
I did. Great Valentine's Day. How about you?
I'm good. Will you accept this rose?
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Well, as Nicole takes this rose, I'll talk to you guys later. Adios. We must be in love. We must be in love.
We must be in love. Here's Courtney. She's a black widow. This is what I want to do to her.
I got the rose. I do modeling. I got the rose. Modeling. I got the rose.
I'm winning.
Very exciting.
I'm winning.
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 I'm sure there'd be some girl that might be hating on me. She makes me sick.
We hate you. I don't know why he would keep someone who's so shallow and so vapid.
Because she says things like,
should I take my robe off?
Yes, please.
Let's go bikini-less.
Let's go bikini-less.
Nice skirt. Nice skirt.
Ugh, classy, right?
Well, yes, the girl's got class.
What are you laughing at here?
You.
I'm so tired of
her.
All the girls love her.
I got